Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fornelius. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Fornelius. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maris. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fornelius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornelius bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Daly moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Daly scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nixon moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-0 in the game. Forknealis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Forknealis moves to second. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Fortnelli's covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Avila reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauch takes first base on ball 4. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Malzone scores. Mauch moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Red Sox. Mike Fortnelli's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelli's is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fortnelli's hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams pinch hits for early win. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fortnalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fortnalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Bud Daly. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Caffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing left field. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauch moves to third. Mike Fortnalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fortnalez hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Daly. Mauch scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Avila moves to second. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Maris scores. Avila moves to third. Nixon moves to second. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Nixon scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 4 in the game. Caffey strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.